I went to Hollywood to make films in 1964, but I wasn't satisfied doing them. They didn't bring for me the gratification that I was looking for. So I stopped, and I thought maybe I would return to art. I was confused. But then I had to return to make a film called Barefoot in the Park, which was from a play that I'd done on Broadway, but it was by contract. I had to do it. So I had to go back to work, and I was very unhappy. I walked away from a film because I felt that people were dishonest that I was working with. And I felt I was being forced to be in a film that was no longer the film that we had agreed on. So I just said, I won't do it. I will not come. And they got angry and they sued me. That was Paramount Studios. And that was 1966. It was a very, very dark time. And I had a choice where I said, I can either stay in this dark place and just feel sorry for myself and be angry at the world, or I can choose to find something good in it. I thought, okay, they're going to save their necks. The lower people of the studio are not going to tell the top man. They're not going to tell him the truth because they're afraid to lose their job. So they're going to sue me and make me the scapegoat. Then I went to him and I says, I want to have lunch with you. He was very angry. He said, how could you do this to me? This had been a man who was supporting me and thought I was a good guy. And then he was told by the studio, he's a horrible guy. He walked out of this film. He's costing you $5 million. I don't have anything to gain. You've already sued me. You've already won your thing. But let me tell you what really happened and how people didn't tell you the truth. And he believed me. I said, well, it doesn't matter. It's over. But I just wanted to clear myself and let you know that. He says, let me tell you, because I believe you're right and we can't take it back, how can I make it up? And I said, let me produce my own movie. Let me make my film that I want to make, the way I want to do it, and leave me alone. He said, okay, you got it. If you make it for under $2 million, you can do it. And that changed my life.